you assume people don't lie. Oh, no, people lie all the time. Oh, yeah. Especially women. They're really good at it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we need to talk about rethinking marriage. I know I've done multiple shows on this. In fact, I do it because I'm passionate about it. I do this in an attempt not to dissuade you necessarily from marriage, because people who want to get married will, and those who won't probably will never do it. But the reason I bring this up is not because I don't want you to be happy, not because I think that you are the problem. What I say is we need to rethink marriage, especially for people who are religious, because it's based on false pretenses. This idea of love is a chemical reaction that compels people to breed. It's one of nature's tricks. But the problem is, because of guys like William Shakespeare and because of the romance novel industry, we have this mistaken idea that love is all you need, you know, like the Beatles song. That we need love, and the way to get love is to be married, and it's gonna be magical, and I'm gonna live happily ever after, thank you Walt Disney, and then we're just gonna have the great life. Of course, there might be slight ups and downs, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're gonna fight our way through, and we're never gonna fail.
Oh, hell no!
Sorry, I can't tell you that, because at the end of the day, statistically, it doesn't happen. So, gentlemen, I'll bring this up. When I wrote Biblical Bachelor, I didn't write it to get rich. I didn't write it because I hated anybody, or even because I necessarily loved anybody. I wrote it because we as men, we must adapt. I've talked multiple times about how in different societies, the laws are different, the standards are different, and we in this country, in America, if you live in America, we've seen this happen in our own country over the past, what I'd say probably, what, 60 to 80 years? Ever since the 60s, about 60 years ago, this culture of, if it feels good, do it. Love is all you need. What, you know, do it in the road. Love who you love. Don't be ashamed. Shame is bad. This whole thing of hedonism has really taken its toll on our society. All you gotta do is look on social media, look at the mainstream media, talk to people you interact with on the street. All you gotta do is look at the talking heads, look at the influencers, look at the social media figures. All these people have gone more to the left. And the people who are conservative, so-called, have also gone a little bit towards the center, arguably to the left. And we all want to be happy, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. So when I talk about rethinking marriage, it's not because I don't believe in humanity, I don't believe in you and your ability to keep a marriage together. Here's my problem, though. You as a man are at a severe disadvantage. You as a man are given all of the responsibility to keep this marriage together. And if things fall apart, your fault, you're paying, and you're left holding the bag. And this is the unfortunate fact that too many men are not being told. Thank God for social media, because more people are seeing this. But the reason why I highlight on Christians and the religious people is not because I don't want the non-religious people to listen. It's because I find, no matter whether it's Christian communities, whether they're more Orthodox or even more socially Islamic communities, Buddhists, Hinduists, Jews that are less religious, I find that people think that because they have a religion that they're immune to the social phenomenons that everybody else is encountering. They want to pretend like, oh, because I go to church, I'm immune to the garbage. I'm immune to the social media phenomenon. I'm immune to hypergamy. I'm immune to the divorce laws and the marriage laws. I'm immune to all this stuff because I'm in church, or I'm in synagogue, or I'm in the mosque. I'm immune to all this stuff. I'm in the temple, all these things. This is not true. It's not true. I don't know what else to tell you.
What?
There's no truth to it. Are your odds minimalized? Depends who you talk to. because a lot of the stats that are used are old, number one, and number two, they are not accurate. They don't use the right measurements. They don't use the right means, mode, median, all these things to calculate the numbers that they are using. And gentlemen, the largest reason why I would tell you to rethink marriage and really question whether or not you want to go down that road is if you think that you're a Christian. I talk about Christians in particular, not because I harbor any animosity. I consider myself a Christian. I have the most experience with the Christian church. So when I harp on them, it's only because of my personal experience. But I have found in so many churches, I can't reiterate enough how much it pains me to say this, but a lot of the women who are in your church who you think are good girls, oh, I've seen them on Tinder. I've seen them on Bumble. I've seen them on Hinge. I've seen them getting their cheeks clapped. Might have even come over to my place. I know these people and what they're out here doing. You don't. Why? Because you're told to be naive. You're told to be pure. Meanwhile, they aren't. Oh, they'll front that they are. And of course, you don't know enough to call them out, to test them. You don't know enough. You were told to take people at their word because you read the ninth commandment of the law that said, oh, you shouldn't lie, so you assume people don't lie. Oh no, people lie all the time. Oh yeah, especially women. They're really good at it. They don't, not the only ones who do it, but they're very good at it. You know what's funny? I saw a quote yesterday. I was watching a Joker from Better Bachelor video. Shout out to Joker. I was watching one of his older videos, and one of the guys in his comment section had a quote that said that, gentlemen, don't try to understand women because women understand other women and they hate each other. And I got to get a laugh out of that. I thought it was funny. But it's true. How else do you explain that in a woman-on-woman relationship, the divorce rate is unbelievably high? Like 90% or something ridiculous like that. Like, it's so high. And yet the gay men have the least amount of divorce rate, even lower than married heterosexual couples. You wonder why that is, right? Well, I mean, when you look in math, my mom's a math teacher. I love my mother. She taught me when I was younger, there's this thing called the lowest common denominator. And when you find the lowest common denominator, in this case being women, you then gotta ask the question of men, why are we not trying to change this culture? Why are we indulging in this? Why are we not adapting to the realities we face? And instead we wanna live in fantasy fairyland where if I just do this, then I'm gonna have the results I want. All I gotta do is do this and then I'll get that. All I have to do is this to get that. No, I'm sorry. Well, this is getting weird. Doesn't work that way. I wish it did, but it doesn't. So my friends, you can call me names, you can call them names, you can bury your head in the sand like an ostrich. It will not change the realities. And do not give me that garbage that, oh, well, I found a good woman. Oh, really? Because that makes sense because I've seen all these men who go out here and say they found the wrong woman, but they're going to marry her anyway. No! Nobody does that. Everybody marries somebody thinking it's gonna last forever. Their love's gonna be no bounds. Transcend everything. I'll climb every mountain, go over every ocean. Somewhere. It'll always come through. Love always wins. Somewhere beyond the sea, she'll be waiting for me. You know, type of love, right? Everybody thinks they're gonna have that, but statistically, it doesn't work out that way. So that's why I'm telling you, rethink this. If you want to still do it, go ahead. If that's your choice. But what I'm asking you to do is say, hold up, wait a minute. Maybe something's wrong here. Maybe I've been being deceived. I've been being lied to. Maybe I should do something about this. And I should research and I should think for myself. Now that's a good idea. That is a fantastic idea, and that is exactly what I'm asking you to do. You can go on semen retention if you want to do that. I've found tremendous benefits in doing it in certain times in my life, and I'm sure I will continue to do it in pockets in the future, but it's not a permanent solution. I hate to be the guy to tell you that, but it's not a permanent solution. It is a monk mode And there are different variations of monk mode. It's not a permanent fix. It can definitely help you in the short term, but it's not going to help forever. I don't know why my camera's lagging, by the way. Sorry about that. But my friends, look, we need to understand and we need to ask ourselves, what is it we want? How can we get the things we want? And then we can find, after we find out what it is, we can go get it. But I implore you to stay realistic, because if you don't stay realistic, you will be unhappy when your fantasy does not fan out the way that you want it to. My friends, I encourage you to do your own research, think for yourself, and if you want to share your story, feel free to do it. I welcome it. Even if you disagree with me, I'm totally cool with that. My friends, if you want to respond to anything that I, and you want to, you want more of what you're listening to, you go on to my Twitter page, @SheepGetSheared. I post on there somewhat often, very hit or miss, but I give a lot of hot takes. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.